on the Boss Man Show, the new head coach of the USF Dons, Chris Gerlufsen, with me. Coach, let's talk to you, man. How's it feel to be the head guy of the Dons, man?
Man, it feels great. I appreciate you having me on, and I couldn't be more grateful or excited to just jump 2 feet into this thing and keep this train moving forward.
No doubt, Coach. And you know what, man? How did it make you feel when the administration kind of tabbed you to be the guy to take over? Coach Golden did a great job. He was a good friend of the show as well. So let's talk about them saying, hey, Coach, it's just, we believe in you. We believe in your vision, and let's keep this thing going.
Yeah, no, I couldn't be more happy or grateful for just the university for the timeliness which they moved. I mean, this thing happened within 24 hours of Todd accepting, you know, the Florida job. And I think that just speaks to the administration, from Joe McDermott to Father Paul and Charlie Cross, the vice president here. You know, I always say sometimes the best interview is the job you're in. And, you know, I guess their eyes on me all year, and they felt comfortable enough with the job that I had done to want to turn the reins over to me. So couldn't be more happy or thankful for them making that decision.
And I'm pretty sure the guys are happy as well, because the guys know who you are and know what you're about. Your offensive coordinator for the team these past years that you've been there, man. So talk about the guys, man, what they mean to you as well, knowing that the guys support you and want you to be their coach as well.
Yeah, no, that's the most important thing to me is, and we just got out of a team meeting not too long before this. And, you know, we just talked about the relationship piece, you know, and how much I value that. And, you know, that's going to be a big thing that I hang my hat on, is the relationships with the players and, you know, being relationship based. So them feeling good about me and me feeling good about them, it's a two-way street. You know, I'm going to give them my heart, and hopefully they're going to give me theirs in return. And, you know, that's when you have a chance to really continue to do special things as a program.
No doubt, man. No doubt. Let me ask you, as a coach, is this, man. You know, my dad was a coach. I didn't choose that path for a reason. I prefer radio. Yeah. So let me ask you, is what made you want to get into coaching? Because I know for my dad was trying to help young men in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. But what was your motivation to get into coaching?
Yeah, it was some of that. You know, my dad was actually a coach as well. So unfortunately, I wasn't as smart as you. I decided to continue in his path. And it was something that was kind of just in my blood from an early age, you know, whether it was being in a gym at a college practice when I was 3, 4, 5 years old. I loved everything about it. And I never thought about doing anything else but being around the game and having a chance, as you said, to impact young men and be somebody that they can look up to and just help them go from being a boy to a man. And that's something that I take a great amount of pride in and that I can't wait to continue doing here at USF.
No doubt. And like you said, Coach, this man, like, coaches are really impacting me as well. Like, I know my dad's a coach, but that's my dad. But guys, right, I played for football-wise, basketball-wise, are the guys who I still talk to. Is like Randy Peel, guy from Texas Southern, who I talk to at least once a week. A guy's been in my corner for years, you know? So guys like that, like you say, impacting a young man's life forever. Like, talk about that piece a little bit more, because I feel like when we come to you all as young men, you help make us better. Be better husbands, better fathers, better businessmen, better players, and better people all around once we leave that campus.
Yep. No, Randy Peel's a great, great guy and a tremendous coach, by the way. I know Randy well. But yeah, I mean, I always try to look at it like this. When you as a parent drop your son or your daughter off at college and you entrust a coach to kind of be the extension of you, as a coach, I want to return your son or daughter to you in a better place than they were when you dropped them off, you know. And I think that's the progression of going from, you know, a 17, 18 year old wet behind the ears, you know, to being somebody who's ready to step foot in the real world and be successful. So that's something that I take a lot of pride in. And I think, you know, not just with myself, but the way our staff's going to be, that's going to be something that we continue to do here, is really develop young men.
No doubt. And for you, do you feel like the time you was in Hawaii got those those games as the head coach really was going to really help you out now going forward, because you got a little taste of it then, those games you had down in Hawaii with the Rainbow Warriors.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, I feel a lot more at ease, you know, with this transition, knowing that, you know, I did get a chance to basically run a program for a full half season in all capacities, you know, whether it was obviously the in-game coaching, but the practice planning to dealing with alumni and players and recruiting. So I feel like I almost had, you know, a little on the job training with that. And it's really prepared me for this opportunity now. I think I would probably feel a lot more overwhelmed than I do at this point, but I feel really at ease. Obviously a lot of stuff to do, right? And a lot of boxes to check, but I feel really good about the opportunity that I had while I was at Hawaii to do that. And I think it's prepared me for this.
No doubt. And you're in a tough conference. The WCC is a tough league, man. I mean, Gonzaga is one thing. I mean, everybody's gotten better in that league. I mean, it's not no easy nights in the West Coast Conference. Talk about the conference as a whole and about the level of basketball. People don't really realize. Oh, that's not here in Atlanta, because when you all playing, it's midnight when you all playing. I'm a junkie, so I'm watching you guys. I'm a junkie, but a junkie will be up midnight while watching WCC basketball. Tell us about the league for people who don't realize how tough your league really is, man.
No, I mean, I was kind of similar to you. You know, I grew up on the East Coast. I grew up in Philly. And to me, the WCC was just, you know, when it was late at night and you couldn't sleep, it was like the game that you put on, you know, late at night. And you didn't know a whole lot about the conference. And through being here on the West Coast for the last, you know, 7, 8 years, whatever it's been, I've been amazed at just where the league has come. You know, this is a league with tremendous coaches from top to bottom, and it's just getting better. I think this year was by far the best the league has been. You know, I think Mark Few has talked about that a lot. Randy Bennett's talked about that a lot, is just the transformation of the league, and the players are getting better. The coaching is getting better. And we have a chance to, you know, perennially be one of the best leagues in the country. And I think you saw that, you know, with us getting three bids this year and almost have four with BYU. It could have went either way with them. And Santa Clara was darn good too. So it's just a league that's continuing to grow. And as a coach, that's what you want. You know, you want to be challenged and play against the best.
No doubt. You're in a great state to recruit. Same way Georgia is as well. California, so much time from Northern California, Southern California. You know, you'll go with the Oregon as well, Washington as well. And out in the mountain areas as well, in the desert. So talk about the recruiting base you can just go and cast a net just out west to find players to come play for you who want to come to San Francisco, a great school, great education, and enjoy the environment of that city.
Yeah, I mean, you hit it. You can get to a lot of places quick here, you know, and there's a lot of recruiting hotbeds that, you know, we can draw on, that we have drawn upon, and we're going to continue, whether it's the Pacific Northwest or right here in our own backyard in the Bay Area, or whether it's just shooting down to Southern California. And I mean, shoot, there's a million players in LA and the surrounding area down there. So there's a lot of areas we can hit. You know, I think that our staff will have great recruiting ties, whether it's here, whether it's in Texas, which is another great area to recruit. And then internationally too has been really good for USF. So we're going to tap into all our resources, all our ties, and you know, try to attract the best players we can to come here and be a part of something special.
Yeah, make sure y'all play in Chase again. I love when y'all play there. I mean, when the Hawks come play the Warriors, I love that arena. The Warriors will be here on Friday night, actually, to play the Hawks. So I don't know what happened, but I hope Clay plays well, but we win. But I love when you play in Chase, man. How fun is that you guys play there this year, where the Golden State Warriors play and show recruits, hey, if you come here, we can take you and play there as well.
No, I think that's a good recruiting tool, obviously. You know, being able to say that we're going to play a game a year in the Warriors home arena against a quality opponent. I mean, that Davidson game, you look back on it now, that really, I think, solidified the fact of us believing that, hey, we got a chance to really be a team that plays in March, and got a really quality win against obviously Bob McKillop is a legend, have all the respect in the world for him and how he's kind of built his program. But that was kind of a game you look back on now that says, man, it kind of set the table for how our season kind of played out.
No doubt, man. Like you said, man, you guys have always been good out there, man, winning quality non-conference games on the road, at home, neutral sites. I mean, Todd and you all did a great job building this thing, and I feel like you're set well. And I feel like you got some good to run with. I'll be cheering you on, brother. You know I will. I'll be cheering you on for sure.
No, I appreciate that for sure. And you know, when I get down to Atlanta, we gotta link up for sure.
No doubt. Now let me ask you this. Now, did you like the Harden trade for the Sixers? Did you like that trade or not?
I did. I love the trade. I'm on board with it. I'm a diehard as can be. When you talk about the Sixers or the Eagles, or I'm as diehard as can be when it comes to Philadelphia sports. So who's ever on my team, I'm rocking with. So I'm all about the Harden trade. Hopefully the Sixers can, you know, get their stuff together as we get closer to playoff time.
And I'm no homer. I'm gonna tell you all should have beat us last year.
That doesn't make me feel any better. That doesn't make me feel any better now. But that was a good series. You guys obviously had a great run last year. And Trae Young is a problem.
No doubt, man. I'm thinking, you know, I told my friends, I said, look, I'll probably be home by tax day because I don't see us getting out of play in tournament.
I hope
I'm
being you're
wrong. Real. I'm gonna be on vacation come tax day.
I hope you're wrong for your sake, but you know, we'll have to see what happens as we come down the home stretch here.
No doubt. Well, Coach, man, thank you for your time today, brother. And we do this again real soon. And we come to Atlanta, I got you. We go to Buckhead, get some food, man.
There we go.
Hang out, man, out there, man, for real.
There we go. I appreciate you and everything you do. I hope we talk some more.
No doubt, buddy. Thank you so much, man.
Thanks, y'all. Appreciate you, man.
No doubt.